Pun intended, D&D jokes roll for laughter with fantasy fun. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Pun Intended, where the puns are plentiful and the laughter is legendary. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, the humorist behind mathjokes.net, and today we're diving into the fantastical world of Dungeons & Dragons with some side-splitting jokes. Whether you're a dungeon master or a daring adventurer, these jokes are sure to add a dash of humor to your next game night. First up, let's talk about our mighty barbarians. These warriors are known for their brute strength and fiery tempers, but did you know they have a funny bone too? Here are a few barbarian puns to get you started. 1. Why don't barbarians ever get lost? They always follow their gut instincts. 2. What's a barbarian's favorite type of music? Heavy metal, of course. 3. Why did the barbarian bring a ladder to the dungeon to reach new heights of rage? Now let's shift our focus to the bards. These charismatic performers can inspire with their music and humor alike. Here are some bard jokes that will have your party rolling. 1. Why did the bard bring a ladder to the tavern? To reach the high notes. 2. What do you call a bard who's lost his lute? Unstrung. 3. How do you know a bard is lying? Their lips are moving. And who could forget the clerics? These divine healers bring both blessings and laughs to the table. Check out these cleric jokes. 1. Why don't clerics play hide-and-seek? Because good luck hiding with all that holy armor. 2. What do you call a group of clerics? A healing circle. 3. Why did the cleric always carry a ladder to reach new heights of divine intervention? Of course, no D&D session is complete without some magical mishaps. Wizards, sorcerers, and druids often find themselves in hilarious situations. Here are some jokes about those spellcasting shenanigans. 1. Why did the wizard fail his spell? He couldn't find the right page turner. 2. What do you call a spell that summons pastries? Conjure buns. 3. Why did the sorcerer break up with his spellbook? It had too many issues. And let's not forget the dragons, those fire-breathing icons of fantasy. Here are some dragon jokes to ignite your laughter. 1. Why don't dragons ever get lost? Because they always follow their noses. 2. What do you call a dragon that practices magic? A wizard with scales. 3. Why did the dragon hoard gold? Because it couldn't afford a bank account. Now for something every D&D player can relate to, dice jokes. Whether you're rolling a critical hit or a critical fail, these jokes are sure to lighten the mood. 1. Why did the D20 break up with the D12? It found someone with more sides. 2. What do you call a D20 that rolls a 1? A critical disappointment. 3. Why don't dice ever get lost? They always find their way back to the bag. And finally, a few quick one-liners to wrap things up. 1. Why don't elves play hide-and-seek? Because good luck hiding in a forest. 2. What do you call a rogue who steals soap, a clean getaway artist? 3. Why did the bard cross the road to get to the other side quest? That's all for today's episode of Pun Intended. I hope these jokes brought a smile to your face and some joy to your game night. Remember, laughter is the best spell in any adventurer's arsenal. Keep rolling for laughter, and I'll see you next time. This is Gigglesmith Gina signing off, reminding you to keep your humor sharp and your dice sharper. If you enjoyed these jokes, don't forget to check out mathjokes.net for more laughs. Until next time, happy adventuring.